The announcement was made at this week's Florida Airports Council meeting in Tallahassee as part of Governor Scott's It's Your Money Tax Cut Budget program. Pensacola International Airport is in line for $14 million. Director Greg Donovan says the money is earmarked for expansion projects, including one high-profile job.
The establishment of ST Aerospace, if we can come to an agreement and have all the proper approvals, but it also goes towards the infrastructure needed for industry. Things like taxiway extensions, aircraft aprons, access roads to the sites. It's part of our ability to develop on airport property.
Singapore Technologies Aerospace specializes in the maintenance, repair, and overhaul of aircraft, employing 1,500 people at Brookley Field in Mobile. Plans include locating a satellite operation inside Pensacola International Airport's Commerce Park, which would create at least 300 jobs.
Any kind of money that we can get out of Tallahassee is a big win for the city of Pensacola. ST Aerospace is one industry that can really change the dynamics of the city of Pensacola if we're able to win that.
In December, Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward announced that he had signed a Memorandum of Understanding with ST Aerospace in Mobile. The non-binding MOU capped 2 years of negotiations under the code name Project Stallion.
We're moving the ball forward. We're going to get the deal points done in the lease. You know, my administration, since the onset, has been working hard on this for the last 18 months. We had a great meeting with General Coburn that came into town to meet with the commissioners and our city councilmen on how much they want to be in Pensacola, how they want to partner with workforce development.
Hayward's MOU announcement caught some members of the Escambia County Commission by surprise. But the mayor says there's plenty to do for both governments.
This has been a city-led project. It's on city property. Obviously, we want the county to participate. We always have wanted the county to participate. And I think it can be a win-win. Nothing's set in stone. We got to make the deal happen, obviously, and work out the participation. But we feel like that we can create an industry in the city of Pensacola that can benefit everybody in the region.
In November, county commissioners were asked to commit up to $10 million in local option sales tax funds toward the ST project. Tentative approval was given if the city could identify a revenue stream to repay the money. At last check, the proposal remains in limbo. But Airport Director Greg Donovan is confident.
Escambia County leaders all value the importance of having the aerospace industry here, not just one particular company. And Escambia County is working with their staff and leadership, is working with Pensacola leadership to make sure that the funding mechanisms to support this ST project all come in harmony.
There have been reports that the Air Force plans to cut 22,500 personnel next fiscal year. If that happens, Donovan says it would give the Pensacola area a unique opportunity from a workforce standpoint, which could benefit ST Aerospace.
To convert existing military members that have got what we call airframe and power plant skill sets, plus the educational opportunities here, the local colleges, George Stone, other entities that are in very close proximity to the airport, for them to develop a pipeline for employees to provide to the aerospace industry.
Donovan says the available workforce and training programs are not only big draws for ST, but also for other companies that are seeking to locate in the region, many that would be spin-off businesses for Mobile's Airbus plant, which is now under construction and scheduled to open in 2017. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.